Pity the nearly poor little rich lottery ticket holder in New Jersey. Mr. Lucky, we'll call him, picked all the numbers in something called the Big Game last year, got them all right, and won a whopping $46 million. We're calling him Mr. Lucky because no one knows who he is. He didn't turn in his winning ticket on time, they thought, and officials last week announced that the ticket had expired. No ticket, no ticket holder, no treasure. This presents burning legal questions, of course. Just what becomes of such a fellow, such a ticket, such a jackpot? A certain Mr. Jackson could tell us, and yes, we know his name. He won big on October 13, 1995, in the Connecticut Lottery, chose all six numbers correctly. He held onto his ticket for 1 year and 3 days. Then he proudly presented the piece of paper proving his powers of premonition at his local lottery office, where he was promptly shown the small print on the back telling him he had to turn in his winning ticket within the year. 3 days too late, Mr. Jackson. A court decided Jackson hadn't fulfilled his part of the contract with the lottery people because he hadn't turned his ticket in on time. No valid contract, no money. The case involving Mr. Jackson is unique in that he eventually showed up to claim his prize. Most of the unclaimed lottery ticket cases involve Mr. Luckies, people who win big but, we suppose, don't know that they did. An example, when three tickets hold the winning series of numbers and only two ticket holders show up to claim the prize, who gets the unclaimed third, Mr. Lucky's share of the pot? There are a surprising number of cases out there deciding that million-dollar question. A fellow from California who argued that the state education fund shouldn't get the unclaimed money, that he should because he was one of two to pick the right numbers and the other picker didn't show. Same with cases from Kansas and Ohio. And all went the way of an Illinois court in a case from 1994. It decided that no, the winner should be content with his winnings alone, more than $2 million in the Illinois case. Just because Mr. Lucky didn't show doesn't mean the winner who did gets the entire pot. That's supported by statute and regulation in many states, including Illinois, or so the courts find. In New Jersey within the past year, at least three people did show to say that they had the winning ticket, had as in past tense. They lost it, you see, or they didn't know what a now-deceased brother-in-law had done with it. Trust them. Well, courts don't. They've seen it all before. No to a man who claimed that his daughter had lost his winning ticket. To quote the court, quoting regulations, the lottery is not responsible for lost tickets. Not even responsible in a case from Michigan involving a man who proved that he'd played the same numbers, those that won, nearly every week from the small shop where the winning ticket had been sold. But he'd lost the winning ticket. The court decided that not even that strong evidence could alter the lost ticket rule. But the judges wrote that they'd join him in dancing in the streets if the Michigan Supreme Court reversed the decision. Streets in Michigan are quiet. But there's dancing in New Jersey. Turns out the ticket holder did get his ticket in on time. He mailed it to lottery headquarters, and it arrived 2 days late, but postmarked before the one-year anniversary. Mr. Lucky's luck goes beyond wise number picking. Lottery officials will honor the $46 million ticket. You can hear the Bruce Springsteen music from here. I'm Amy Guida.